We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Aaron Jones will be listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Rams. A limited practice participant the past 2 days, Jones will likely get the same designation Friday when the Packers release their final injury report. He seems to be progressing as expected from a minor MCL sprain, as initial reports suggest that he's only going to miss 1 or 2 games after suffering the injury in Week 10. An upcoming bye in Week 13 might impact the Packers' decision, though perhaps less than usual given that they're facing a potential competitor for the NFC playoff seeding this Sunday at 4:25 Eastern. Darren Waller underwent an MRI on his knee Friday, which revealed a strained IT band. Waller left Thursday's win at Dallas after 2 receptions and eventually was ruled out for the contest, ending Week 12 with a pair of catches for 33 yards on 5 targets. It's unclear if the injury will result in time away from the field, but the Raiders have more than a week to prepare for the game next Sunday, December 5th, against Washington. Foster Moreno is the next man up at tight end for Las Vegas, while Daniel Helm is also on the active roster. In the NBA, Joel Embiid is questionable for Saturday's game against the Timberwolves. As expected, Embiid is on the verge of making his return, which could come as soon as this weekend. He's been out due to protocols and hasn't played since November 6th, a 9-game absence. If the star center returns, he figures to have a minutes limit. The Cavaliers are planning on having Evan Mobley return to the lineup Saturday against the Magic. In MLB news, Michael Wacha agreed to a 1-year deal with the Red Sox on Friday. Wacha spent 2021 in Tampa Bay and posted an ERA over 5 and a whip north of 1.3 over 124 innings pitched. However, he started in 23 of 29 appearances and fared better as a traditional starter with a 4.5 ERA and a 740 OPS against him. He should be a back-end rotation piece for Boston in 2022. Eduardo Escobar signed a 2-year, $20 million deal with the Mets on Friday. Escobar bounced back from a very poor shortened season in 2020 to hit 253, 314, and 472 with 28 home runs for the Diamondbacks and Brewers in 2021. That line was good for a 107 WRC+, meaning that he's been an above-average hitter for each of the last 3 162-game seasons, averaging to 28.7 home runs in those campaigns. That doesn't make him a star, given the high offensive bar at third base, though he can play some second. But he should still be a very useful player as long as his skills don't deteriorate too much heading into his age 33 season. Now we briefly take a look at the NFL Week 12 weekly rankings, a value meter. Week 12 notes include that Arizona and Kansas City are on bye. For quarterbacks, the ranking goes Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers. At running back, the top 8 include Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift, and Joe Mixon. At wide receivers, the top choice is Cooper Kupp, followed by Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Deontay Johnson, Mike Evans, Ja'Marr Chase, Keenan Allen, and Terry McLaurin. At tight ends, we're looking at George Kittle, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, Rob Gronkowski, Kyle Pitts, Mike Gesicki, and TJ Hawkinson. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.